Welcome to Burn the Boats, baby. This is Charisse Parviz, holistic health specialist, life, relationship, and energy healing coach. Today, I wanted to talk about another question that came in, and we're going to talk about owning your decision. Own it and move on. So I had a question that came in, and it's from a woman who has been working on trying to do all the changes that she wants to do and in her diet, and she, slipped up. So I think we've all been there, haven't we? I think so. Well, okay, maybe I shouldn't say we all, but I'm certain that I've been there more than once, where I'm sticking clean and clear right on my diet, like that. I am moving so, and then something just, look at that. That looks so good. I need to have a bite of that, right? All right. So I can tell you from my own experience, for instance, as a binge eater, which was part of my problem growing up, as I used binge eating as a emotional comfort. And for much of my life, my childhood, all the way through much of even my mid, I shouldn't say mid-adult life, but I guess, because I guess I'm right now as a mid-adult, I guess my early adulthood, maybe even up to my 30s, right, until I got really, really ill. Anyway, so, you know, if you've ever binged eat and you're doing it for comfort, sometimes, okay, so let's see if I can word this in a way that makes sense if it's not something you're familiar with. And maybe it's not food. It could be any addiction, any unhelpful habit that you might have. You might have experienced this process of how it happens. So you get a craving for something, and for whatever reason, you have a craving for it, right? It could be, let's just take food, because I'm talking about food right now, that you haven't eaten. You're hungry, and you haven't really eaten much that day, and you're starving. You know, they say the worst time to go to the grocery store is when you haven't eaten, right? Because you're like ravenous, and you're like opening up packages and tearing open the packages and going through the aisle, you know, scarfing down the potato chips, and all the crumbs are flying all over the aisle, right? So one of the worst things that you could do is let yourself go hungry, right? And then be somewhere where there's no real good food to eat. So that could be one scenario that causes us to choose a less than beneficial choice for our diet, for what we want to eat, for our health. Okay, so that could be one scenario. One scenario is that, well, you know, there's an acronym called HALT. H-A-L-T, and H stands for hunger, A stands for angry, L stands for lonely, and T stands for tired. And in all of these conditions, HALT is the acronym, is when we are at our most vulnerable to fall into habits that we are trying to step away from. Smoking, drinking, eating, and whatever it is, whatever potential addiction. It doesn't even have to be what we would consider harmful addiction. Some people are addicted to exercise. Now, that's not really bad, except unless you're, you know, wearing down your joints and you're hurting yourself and you have a lot of overuse injuries. And honestly, anything good or quote unquote bad habits, if they are used to bury our feelings, used to stifle our voice, used to comfort us, I'm gonna backtrack on that a bit, but used to comfort us, and we use those, then they're not always beneficial, even if it's something that's good for us, like exercise. But if we're using it because that's what we're using to cover up our feelings, cover up our emotions, cover up the pain, then is it really helping us? Now, I'm going to backtrack on that, like I said. There are times when we may not be ready to deal with emotions. Maybe just not the right time. I mean, you know, you don't want to emote all over the place. If you're in a public situation, you know, and something comes up, an emotion, you don't necessarily, you want to have the self-control to say, you know, this is not the time Now, that doesn't mean you bury it. It just means you set that away, place it in a bubble, place it in a container. And when you're at a more appropriate place for you to be able to explore those emotions, you can do that, right? So, you know, when you have a big emotion coming in during a business meeting, that's not the time to be breaking out in tears. It's just not, okay? We don't have safe spaces in the real world. So we have to learn to regulate our emotions. That doesn't mean stifle our emotions, but regulate them and work with them and heal them and deal with them when a time is appropriate. And there are times when it's not appropriate. And we have to learn to be able to regulate those emotions, okay? So, kind of going all over the place. I didn't plan to, but I did, sorry. All right, but again, we're on a chat, we're on a walk. I'm walking down the path. Bonnie Blue is following us, and we're just chit-chatting. And so let's go back to making a choice. You're trying to follow, you know, your diet plan, your exercise, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Choose something that you are trying to change in your life. You know, change, I don't know if change, I really, quite honestly, change bothers me a little bit. There are habits that sometimes need to change. Let's be blunt. We got to see things for what they are, right? We can't always sugarcoat something. We got to see things for what they are, because when you see the reality of what is, then we can work to change it. And yes, some things need to be changed. Now, who we are as human beings, who God created us to be, that doesn't necessarily need to be changed. That maybe need to be rediscovered. So habits may need to change. Lifestyle choices may need to change, right? The way we are in relationships and communications and all of that, those things may need to change. The things we do may need to change. But who we are, I don't know that's about change. I think that is more, at least I don't approach it as a change. I approach it as, hey, I think you just need to rediscover who God created you to be. It's not about change. It's about coming into who you were created to be. And I think that's a much better way, that I've got to change. No. There may be certain things that you need to change in your life to live the kind of life you want to live. But you, as a God-created human being, as God chose you to be on this earth, do you know that you are already a winner? No matter how many times you think you may have lost in this world, you're already a winner. All of us are. And the reason why is because, well, here we go. So a man, okay. You're in my mind now. So a man, when he, I'm going to say the word, so I'm going to say it family-friendly, ejaculates. If he's fertile, which unfortunately our men are not so fertile today due to our environment and diet and all that, but that's another topic for another day. Let's say he's a very strong, you know, virile, fertile male. He can ejaculate up to 200 million sperm in one ejaculation. And your sperm won. God chose one sperm and, of course, one egg to create you. Now, of course, you might be twins or something like that, but still, you and yourself were chosen. After out of 200 million different choices that could have been made to be birthed into this world, God chose you, chose me. You're already a winner because you were chosen. And if you think about that, you don't need to change. You do is need to just find out who you were created to be. And you may have been, you know, who you were created to be when you were a child before, well, you know, life set in, maybe some trauma set in, whatever it was in childhood or young adulthood, or, and something happened that made you feel safer to make a different decision, to protect yourself and become something different than God created you to be. And then again, God could use all of those experiences that we've been in, that we've gone through, the good, the bad, the ugly, and use them to be who we are created to be now. So, yes, change sometimes is important. Change in the things we do, in the habits we keep, and the way we may deal with our people in our lives and relationships and communications, but who we are, right, is really about finding it, discovering it. It's an adventure, right? Finding the part of us that is truly what God said, ooh, I'm going to add a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Oh, ah. There she is, or there he is. That is my creation. That is my masterpiece. One and only. Even if you're triplets, still, you're an individual. And God created you to be exactly what you are. And now it's up to us to kind of like go on that, like an Easter egg hunt, and find the creation. Oh, anyway, moving on. Okay, so halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Four, I'm going to use the word triggers, quote unquote, but they are. Four triggers that could make us, or make us, nothing makes us, but four triggers that can, say, encourage us to make the decision to make a choice that isn't the best for us. That's an unhelpful choice. So that being said, those are one ways we need to kind of discover how we learn how to handle those decisions, right? We talk about, handle those situations, sorry. We talk about not letting yourself go too hungry. Not let, you know, how do you deal with anger? Learning to regulate your anger. Learning how to handle your loneliness, right? If you feel lonely. And how, what we can do to bring more love and feeling and closeness into your life, more connection into your life. And then, of course, tired. That's pretty much self-explanatory. Get more sleep. Now, okay, so I'm simplifying it, obviously. I mean, when I work with clients, we go through this and what the situation may be that's happening, or why they may be experiencing these situations that are affecting them negatively. You know, being hungry. Why are we allowing ourselves to get hungry? Angry. What is it that we can choose besides anger, or working with that anger, what have you? So these aren't, I'm just putting this out here as little quick overviews, not necessarily big, deep, in-depth. That is something that, you know, is an individual thing. But these are things you can actually think for yourself. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? When you're tempted to dive into, you know, that bag of potato chips, okay, or whatever it is for you. And if it's nothing for you, bravo. I can't say that's for me, but good for you. But if you feel like you're being tempted by something and you're about ready to go, you know, all hell with it. I'm just going for it. Then you think about those four things. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Are you feeling any of those four things? If so, what can you do to actually give what you're really hungry for, what you're really needing, and not let that have to be the food or the thing that you really don't want to add into your life again, right? Okay, so ask those four questions. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? And give yourself something that will fulfill that need that you have that isn't the food, the alcohol, the cigarettes, the shopping, the whatever it is for you. Okay, so that's just a quick little overview. All right, so let's say... But there could be another reason. I was going to say, but, and there could be another reason. You really just want to eat that. Let's say you're not hungry, you're not angry, you're not lonely, and you're not tired. You just go, you know what? I just want a piece of that. I just want it. And you're sitting there and you're berating yourself. Oh, you shouldn't eat that. Oh, you shouldn't want that. Oh, no, 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 no. And I say, go eat it. But if you are going to eat it, own it. So I wanted to go back to binging. If, and again, I don't care if it's binging, it could be smoking. It could be chain smoking. It could be anything. Sometimes when we're in that throes of halt, hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, we take up that habit, right? Or that addiction, let's just call it what it is. May just be a habit, but may also be an addiction. And we just go for it, man. We're just in it. And sometimes I can talk to about me as a binge eater and other people I've known who's also been a binge eater and people I've worked with, that is kind of the same pattern. When we get into that scarfing that food down to try to fill that void in our lives, what we're doing is we're eating so fast and furious, or I could even chain smoking, smoking one cigarette after the other, after the other. And it's almost like, well, if I eat all of this, like a big bag of Reese cups, fast, as fast as I can, then I won't know that I'm eating it. And that makes no sense, I know, logically. And at the same time, emotions aren't logic, right? Logic is only so good in analysis, not necessarily in real life sometimes. So that if we eat it fast enough, well, then we haven't really eaten it, right? It's like we don't want to admit that we're actually doing this thing, so we do it faster. Okay? I don't know if that makes sense. Maybe it does. So at least in my experience and in my own personal experience and with people I've worked with, this is what typically we're thinking. And it's not, again, it's not logical, but again, you know, life isn't always logical. So we just scarf it down. We're not even tasting it, right? We're not even, you know, dragging on the cigarette and inhaling it. I mean, we're just smoking, 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 or drinking and drinking and drinking, or eating and eating and eating. And we're doing it so fast so that we don't notice it. And so we don't have to actually think about what we're doing. All right. So let's say that you're in a place that you're like, you know what? I'm going to eat that, whatever it is, or I'm going to do that thing. Okay. Now, I, you know, I'm stepping back and saying, I hope it's not something that's dangerous for you, like drugs or, you know, activity that is, can endanger your life. Okay. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking, let's keep it on the food. If you're going to eat that, because you're like, you know what, I'm just going to eat it. Then eat it and own it. Eat it and own it. Don't hide it, right? And eat it slowly. Here's what I mean by owning it. If I go somewhere, I'm like, you know what, I've been so good or whatever. I want a piece of cake. It's so-and-so's birthday and I'm going to have a piece of cake. Okay. And it's not on my diet and it's not on this, it's not on that. Okay. Then own it. So when you get that piece of cake, and actually this is something that we can do all the time when whatever we're doing, but let's just talk about food. Mindfully eat. Look at that cake. Smell that cake. Look at it and see the colors of the cake, the moistness of the cake. Am I making you hungry? Sorry. You know, whatever, but really use all of your senses to own that cake. That cake is mine. I own this cake. And then when you reach for that bite, taste that cake. The feel of it in your mouth, the taste on your tongue, the smoothness, the coarseness, whatever, the textures of the food. And if you eat it that way, owning it, not apologizing for it, enjoying every moment, doing what's called mindful eating. When you eat, use all of your senses to eat, to enjoy it, to savor it, and you're owning it. Now, here's what happens. It's likely you won't eat the whole thing at all, because you are satisfying whatever physical, emotional need, just the smell of it, the taste of it. When you take the time to really embrace that cake, that piece of cake, and you're like, okay, I've had enough. And it's most likely you won't eat all of it. And maybe you will. But it's most likely you might won't go for a second piece, because you've satisfied whatever needed satisfied, because you're fully engrossed in the act of eating this beautiful chocolate cake. So once you've eaten the cake, you've owned eating the cake, you're done eating the cake, you're satisfied. You know what? All my senses are fulfilled. Then that's it. You're done. And you get right back on track. So if you're going to do that, whatever it is, enjoy that piece of cake, own it, enjoy every morsel of it. Because when we scarf it down and when our brain is going, I shouldn't eat this, I shouldn't eat this, I shouldn't eat this, we're in conflict. And I think I've mentioned before that our brain, or maybe I didn't, but our brain is always trying to resolve conflict. It's always trying to keep us safe, and it's always trying to come up with answers, and it's always trying to resolve the conflict in us. So if we're like scarfing down the cake and at the same time saying, I shouldn't be eating this, I shouldn't be eating this, I shouldn't be eating this. And as you're saying, I shouldn't be eating this, I shouldn't be eating this, I shouldn't be eating this, you're stressing yourself. You're getting yourself in your sympathetic mode where you're stressed and your, you know, heart rate goes up and you're completely tense. You're not enjoying the food at all. And your brain is thinking one thing, your body is doing something else, and you're in complete conflict. That stress is much more harmful on your body than that piece of cake. So when you go in, you say, I'm going to have that cake. I'm going to enjoy every bite of it. And I am going to own it. And I'm going to feel no guilt about it. I'm going to enjoy every pleasurable moment of eating this cake. You do that, most likely you will not overeat it on it at all. And your brain and your body will be in sync. And your stress level will be down. And that is one of the reasons why you'll be able to put that cake away and move forward again on your plan. So that's what I mean. Own it. So if you are hungry, first thing you say, hey, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Give yourself what you need to fulfill those needs, right? As opposed to what's superficially you would, you know, use superficially to fulfill those needs. Choose what really fulfills those needs. If you're hungry, choose foods that would really fill you up and nourish your body and brain. Angry, what can you do to give yourself, what can you give yourself during this anger, right? How can you resolve this anger inside you? Like journaling, pounding your fist into a pillow, talking to a friend, whatever it is. What do you really need in this moment? Lonely, how can you make connections? What do you need? Maybe it's just a connection with yourself. Maybe it's a connection with nature. Maybe it's a connection with another person. But what is it that would really fulfill that need? And tired, get some sleep. Figure out why you're not sleeping, right? And then make those adjustments. Make those changes. And then, if you're hungry because you're like, you know what? I'm going to this event and I am going to enjoy myself. Then own it and enjoy every moment of it, both in your body and in your mind. And with every bite, use all your senses to absolutely be filled with chocolate cake or whatever it is for you. Just own it. No guilt. And you just get right back on track. Not a problem, right? You know? Happens every once in a while? It happens every once in a while. So what? We're here to live. We're here to live our lives. Right? So live it. Right? Now, also understanding, right? We want to choose things that aren't going to hurt us. So again, I'm talking about cake. If you find that your habits are a little more dangerous, a little more harmful to your body, to your brain, or whatever it is, then that might be something to rethink and find the substitute for, but a new vehicle for, but own it. All right, today I was doing my yoga and meditations, and I was told, I feel in my heart, that I want to pray over this podcast and pray over you, and I hope that's okay with you. So I'm going to do that right now. Father God, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Whatever day we're listening to this podcast, may be a day that we give to you. And Lord, as we know that you are healing us, making us whole, you are the healer. You are the one that makes us whole, who has created us to be exactly what you want us to be. And we are on a quest, maybe to discover who that is. And Lord, thank you for creating us. Thank you for already showing us how much you desired us to be in this world, that you chose us, as opposed to all the other options that were available to you. Lord, I ask that you cover anyone who's listening to this podcast. I cover them with your hand of safety, of comfort, of love. May your love, may they feel your love with every step they take today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so halt and or own it. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.